Okay, so we're just to review what's going on here. So the few basic halachos, one halacha, it's basically the issue of a treifa. A treifa is a person or an animal that has a mortal wound. Okay, and we assume that they're going to die. Okay, so it's a wound which you can't heal from. And basically, anyone, so the halachically they're defined as like a mace. Okay, even though they're not yet dead, but halachically they're defined as a mace. So what does that mean? So it means that, for instance, if someone were to kill them, they're not chayav mesa. They're not punished. Because killing, it lacks in killing, because normally you take a person who's a healthy person, and you're defining them as a mace, you're killing them. But here, the person is already, so to speak, halachically dead. They're awaiting death. And based on a halachic, they actually have a wound, which is renders them halachically recognized treifa. So therefore, you're really just, so to speak, quickening up the process. Okay, you're realizing the death, which is already implicit within them. Okay, so you're pater. Okay? So that's if you kill a treifa. Let's say a treifa kills a regular person. Okay, a treifa kills a regular person. So, on the surface, you'd say, he should be chayev. Why not? Because, look, he's a Jew. He's chayev in the mitzvahs. Right now he's alive. So, intrinsically, you'd think, it turns out there's a technical problem, though. Problem is that, it's kind of a technicality, but it's a little complicated, but are you familiar with the principle of Eidah Sheyetiach al Hazima? Hear that? Okay, so basically the thing is like this, that in order if he kills, so if he kills in front of Bezdin, if Bezdin sees him killed, then they kill him. Then Bezdin knows that he killed, and then they kill him. But let's say Bezdin doesn't see, so how does Bezdin find out? So through witnesses, through Eidah. And the problem is that witnesses are only believed if there's a deterrent, against them testifying falsely. What's the deterrent? Deterrent is kasha zama, which means that if I testify that a person is chayav misa and it turns out that I was lying, then I get killed. Exactly. And if I'm not susceptible to that kasha zama, the equal punishment,
then
we don't believe you. Exactly.
Like if you're not a pair of kohanim and you try to invalidate
right,
a kohen,
exactly.
Then
exactly. So you're aware of this. Okay, good. Okay, good. So for instance, let's see how it plays out here. If I try to testify that this treifa is chayav misa, okay, so I'm trying to kill a treifa, which is not so bad because after all he's about to die anyways. So now it wouldn't be right if Bezin then would come and punish me with killing me, healthy person, with death. Right? So that wouldn't be an equal punishment of what I'm trying to do to this treifa. So therefore, the Eidos, my testimony is not accepted. Okay, my testimony is not accepted because testimony is only accepted if it's possible that I could do an opposite punishment to me, which is not possible in this case. Okay, so the punchline is that if a treifa kills,
you need two treifa to testify.
Well, there's another problem with that also, because then the zomim and other zomim, it gets. But yeah, that's
yeah.
Okay. So basically, the basic halacha is again. So if witnesses testify against the treifa, then forget it, you can't kill him. But if he's in front of Bezdin, so then Bezdin, you don't need testimony, Bezdin associates, they could kill him. Okay. It's not that simple though, because the Gemara says if a treifa kills in front of Bezdin, he's chayav misa. Why? So you'd say, why not? He killed. Right? But it doesn't say it. The pasuk, it quotes a pasuk, so it would be arta hara meker becha. And you should wipe out the evil from your mess. Okay, and the question is, what do you need that for? I mean, whenever you kill a person because the chayav misa. You don't have to tell me I should wipe out the evil from the mist. Just say he killed. Anyone who kills, you don't say you're chayav misa because chayav misa. Pasuk says if you kill, then you're killed. So why does the pasuk have to say? Why does the Gemara and the Rambam all have to bring down the reason why you kill them is because of ubiyata rami kevach? You should just be chayav because you're a murderer and murderers get killed. Okay, so it's true when they're edim, it doesn't work out. But if it's in front of the bezin, you don't need any edim. So you should just say straight you're chayav misa because you kill. Okay, that's a problem. That's a problem. You follow the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is this we did already a few days ago. So the answer that we said is that to that problem is that see intrinsically in order to be chayav, there's a Rambam who says that a treifa, and there's another Rambam who says that basically a treifa isn't killed. He isn't chayav misa because he doesn't need misa. because he's already a mace. He's already considered to be a mace. So he said his idea of a chi of misa is a bezin mechayev yimisa. It means you're a chai. You're defined as a chai, as alive. And the chi of renders you a mace, and we kill you. But someone who's already a mace, it doesn't really make sense to give him a chi of misa. Because a chi of misa, he's already a mace. He's already halachically a mace. So how do you give a guy who's a mace a chi of misa? Okay, so he's halachically, he's already defined as a mace, and he's about to die. So the idea of a chi of misa doesn't really, that's why it's in tzricha misa. Tzricha misa means like a guy is a good, healthy guy, and he's a chotei, so we have to kill him. We have to give a chi of misa. But the guy's a mace already. So he's halachically a mace. So what are you going to do? Define him as a mace? He's already a mace. So therefore, that's the problem, is it has to have a chi of misa. And that's why the Gemara says that really you don't kill him because of the chi of misa. But you kill him is that even though halachically true, he's already chi of misa, but he's still, in terms of society, he's evil, and he could kill more people. So he's an impediment. He's ra. Biata hara mikarecha means we don't only kill a guy because he has a chi of misa, but we kill a guy because he's evil, because society can't tolerate him. But biata hara mikarecha is part of the role of the Beis Din to rid society of evildoers or murderers.
So the biata hara mikarecha would be another way of justifying ben sora amora.
Yeah, that type of thing. Correct. Al shem sofo, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they quote that, but that type of logic, right? That type of logic, right? So we're saying here. So that's what I'm saying is that that's what it's quoted by Atarami Kibacha. You can't say he's chayiv misa because of the ordinary chayiv misa because he's already a mace. So it's because of Atarami Kibacha. Okay, fine. Fine. That's one area. Okay. And another thing is like this. Now comes what we're dealing with directly. It's like let's say a person has a shar, an animal, and the animal kills, gores somebody and kills them. So first halacha is that the shor is killed. Okay, the shor is killed. Shor is niskal.
I thought that was a muad.
Okay, well, so here's the thing, is that you pay kofar only if it's a muad. Okay, well, if it's a tam or if it's a muad, the shor is killed no matter what. Okay, the shor is killed no matter what. Whether it's has an owner, doesn't have an owner, tam, muad is killed no matter what. If it's a mu'ad, then there's an additional. If it's already a violent char, then the halacha is also you have to, you are, chai, so to speak, chai of misa. Vagam ba'i love yumas. It says, ha'shor yisakel vagam ba'i love yumas. Which means the shor is stoned, and also the master will die. Which means misa b'dei shemayim. Bezdin doesn't kill him. But then it says, im kofar yushas alav, that there's a right, an obligation to pay ransom. He did not actually killed. He gets kapara through paying ransom for his nefesh. Okay, that's what the person. But the base of the punchline is so it says Hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas. The shor is killed, and also the master is killed, and the master should die. So the Gemara learns that there's a comparison between a hekesh between Hashor yisakel, the shor is being put to death, and the owner's chiyuv of misa. Okay, and what's the halachic relevance? Let's say the owner is a trefa. Okay, so the owner is a trefa and he owns a shor. And that shor gores. Okay, that shor gores and kills somebody. Well, that's a different question, but that's a good question. But the question here is the shor put to death? Okay, so the Gemara says, since there's a comparison between the gemisas ha-shor and the gemisas ha-bailim, it says, since if the baal were to kill, he wouldn't be chayav misa. Right, because he's a trefa, which I was from before. So too, if the shor kills, we don't kill the shor. There's no chiyuv, right? There's an equation between the chiyuv misa on the shor and the chiyuv misa on the baal, where the baal to kill, like the shor is killing. Okay, and that's an equation. Okay, that's an equation. And therefore, if the owner is a trefa, so he's not subject to a chiyuv misa. So he says, so too, if his shor kills, then his shor isn't subject to the chiyuv misa. Okay, it's like, the way we said it is that the shor being killed is not, it's not that we just kill a shor. I mean, we're not punishing the shor, but we're punishing the person.
Because he's irresponsible.
Yeah, because he's irresponsible. So if you kill with your guf, with your body, then you're killed. If you kill with your shor, by letting your shor kill, then you are punished with your shor's death. Okay, it's like a parallel. So the saying is that the killing of the shor comes under, like it's like a chiv on you, which to your shor. So if you are not subject to the whole the whole area of the Chi of Misa because you're a Treifa, so then you're not subject to the secondary Chi of Misa, which is given to your Shar. Okay, it is given to your Shar. Okay, so that's a halacha brought down in the Rama. Okay, that's a straight halacha. Now here's where we get to today. Okay, the question you could ask, and this is the question the Ravid asks, is that let's remember, if a person is a Treifa and he kills, it's not so simple that he's not Chayav Misa. Right? I just said it like it's simple, but it's not simple. Because it depends. If he kills in front of the Bezdin, he kills in front of the Bezdin, then he is killed. Right? If he kills in front of the Bezdin, he's killed. It's only if he kills by Edom he's not killed, because it's the Edom, you're not going to be able to get the Edom. It's Edom Sheyotei HaChalazima. But intrinsically, if you kill in front of the Bezdin, you are killed.
Going back to that,
okay, so the problem that I was asking is that the person is Chayav Misa under certain conditions. Okay, under certain conditions. The Treifa kills. If he kills, he's Chayav Misa. If he kills in front of Bezdin, he's only part of it. He doesn't, if he kills not in front of Bezdin. So he says, similarly, if the Shar kills, it will depend if the Shar kills in front of Bezdin or if it kills in front of Edom. If the Shar kills in front of Edom, then it will be just like if the master kills in front of Edom, he's exempt, the Shar is exempt. But if the Shar kills in front of the Bezdin, so then just like the master would be Chayev if he killed in front of the Bezdin, so too the Shar is going to be Chayev. Right? But the Rambam apparently disagrees, and he doesn't differentiate, he doesn't make any such difference. And he holds it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether the Shar kills in front of Bezdin or not in front of Bezdin. Either way, the shor is off the hook because the master is off the hook. Because he says, the Rambam says is that he says shor shu treifa shor gas nefesh. The shor is a treifa and a killer. The shor yashor shalom treifa. The shor belongs to a person who is a treifa. Ain't no niskal. He's not stone. Shneimer v'gam balav yumas. Kamiz the baal and kach meis as a shor. There's an equation between the killing of the baal and the shor. The kiven shabaylov kamei same chashuvim. Since the master is considered like a mace, and he doesn't need death, how is that pater? So too the Shor is pater. So again, so the Ravid's question, what do you mean? It's not true. He's in Tzricha Misa. It only depends if he's in front of Bezdin or if he's not in front of Bezdin. And therefore, he holds that it will go by the same thing by the Shor, if he's in front of Bezdin or not in front of Bezdin. So it's a question on the Rambam. Why is it that you just say that across the board? So Jack, you're suggesting that because the Baal is really exempt from death, and he's a separate system, right? His chiv comes from a different system. And that other system isn't going to make it, so it's not going to be relevant when it comes to the Misa of the Shor. The Misa of the Shor is just going to go by the intrinsic system of justice. And in that, the Baal is removed from. Right? That's what I was trying to say. Okay, so that's good. So the question, I guess, is so what's the conceptual machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid? I mean, apparently the Ravid doesn't go for that. Right, the Ravid saying is it follows the same thing as the Baal. Just like if the Baal is, just like by the Baal, if he's in front of Bezdin, he's Chayiv, if he's not in front of Bezdin, he's Pater. So too, when the Shor kills in front of Bezdin, he's Chayiv, if he's not in front of Bezdin, he's Pater. So what's the point of question between the Rambam and the Ravid? Something like this is maybe the Ravid, or let's just take a step. How could we approach this thing methodologically? Okay, what could we say that the Ravid would say before we get to the punchline? But the Ravid is holding, right? The Ravid is holding that this Chi of Misa, that this halacha of Biyat Ha'ra is killing the master because of Biyat Ha'ra could somehow carry over to the Shah, right? But the problem is that doesn't seem to make sense because that's not really Chi of Misa. Right, that's not really a Misa, that's like an extraneous thing.
But their whole thing is to protect the society.
Right.
So if they're going to be protecting the society, they need to get rid of the Shor, not because of the master, but because the Shor will be a danger to others as well.
Okay, you could have said that. That's a good idea. You could have said that. But the problem is, by that logic,
It says get rid of the evil, not damage to society.
Okay, that's one question. But you could try to say there's a case which proves it. I mean, you could argue about that, but there's a case which, because by that logic, even if the person is a trefa, even if it's not in front of Beis Din, but let's say you'd say that according to the Ravid, he learns that it really is a Chi of Mesa. See, the premise of our problem is that we're learning in the Rambam, we're saying is that really the guy is Pater, is not Chi of Mesa. Right? Really the guy is not Chi of Mesa. But Beis Din is killing him because of a totally separate thing. Totally separate thing. Rid society of...
So according to the Ravid, you're saying that he holds...
According to the Ravid, again, according to the way the Rambam we learned is that the guy is really... He's not Chai. There's no real Chai. The regular Chiv Misa, there is none. Because he's a mace. And he can't have a Chiv Misa on a mace. And but Beis Din can't tolerate a bad guy. So Beis Din kills him. Separate, totally separate thing. And that separate thing doesn't make sense to carry over, you know? B'yatar HaMibach is a totally separate halacha. But maybe the Ravid learns... that B'yatara is not a totally separate halacha.
Right.
But it's teaching, B'yatara Yerecha is teaching you that don't think that the Chi of Misa is based upon his halachic status of being like a Chai. And then we give him a Chi of Misa. Okay, but that's not true, because since there's a factor of B'yatara Yerecha, the Chi of Misa doesn't matter whether the guy is halachically a chai or not halachically a chai. What matters is he evil and is he alive? It's based on his physical being alive. And therefore, saying the chiv misa applies equally to a trefa or not to a trefa.
You could even say that.
Yeah, my main point is that according to the Ravid, that ubiyata ramikar vecha is not saying, true, he's exempt from the death penalty, but there's a separate reason that Beis Din has to kill him. But Ubiyata HaMikir Becha is teaching you the parameters of the halachic death penalty. And it's teaching you, don't think that a Chi of Misa is restricted, is relegated to a Chai, that someone who's conceptually a Chai and we're rendering him a mace. Rather, the Chi of Misa applies to someone who's physically alive and he's in society and we're killing him and preventing and removing him from society. Ubiyata HaMikir Becha shows you the way the halachic, the regular plain Chi of Misa is set up. It's not set up on someone who's halachically has a status of a Chai. And then it wouldn't apply to a Trefa. Rather, because of Ubiyata HaMikir Becha, the Torah formulated Chi of Misa that it applies equally to a Trefa and to a non-Trefa. So it's a regular Chi of Misa. It's not any different than any other Chi of Misa. So now if you'll ask me, but the only problem is, it's a regular Chi of Misa, but you have an Eidos problem, the Eidos Shita Chalazima, that it can only be carried out if the Beis Din sees it. If the Beis Din doesn't see it, there's a technical reason why it can't happen. So there's a Chi of Misa of a person who's a Trefa, is a regular Chi of Misa, which only exists in front of Beis Din. So now if his Shar kills, then it'll be the same exact halacha. If it's in front of Beis Din, then it will work. If it's not in front of Beis Din, it won't work, because it has to mirror it. So it's the same Chi of Misa. Okay, the Chi of Misa to the Adam is a real Chi of Misa in front of Beis Din. Without not in front of Beis Din, it doesn't work. Same thing by the animal. Whereas according to the Rambam, he learns B'yatar HaMikir Becha differently. He says, no, Chi of Misa is conceptually only taking a guy who's a Chai and rendering him a mace. And therefore, if he's already defined as mace, so he's ain't Shrichan Misa, he's not Chai of Misa. The regular Chi of Misa doesn't apply to him. So but we kill him? That's a separate thing. That's what B'yatar HaMikir Becha is teaching you, an extraneous halacha that Beis Din has to get rid of killers in society. That's separate. Oh, so once that's a separate thing, so now if you want to carry it over and say that the Misa of the Bailam will replicate the Misa of the Shor, Misa of the Shor will replicate the Misa of the Bailam, oh, well, the Bailam aren't Chayav Misa. So therefore the Shor is not Chayav Misa. I don't care. In front of us, non frozen, they're not Chayav Misa. They kill the Bailam. That's a different thing. That's B'yatar HaMikir Becha. So but that doesn't make sense, any sense to carry over. Right? So the punchline is B'yatar HaMikir Becha teaching you. Like the Havamina definitely is, you wouldn't kill the Trefa because he's a mace. B'yatar HaMikir Becha is teaching you, you do. Is B'yatar HaMikir Becha coming and teaching you an extraneous halacha, or is it teaching you how to formulate an underlying generic Chi of Misa? Right? Ends up being a big machlokes. Is what's a Chi of Misa? Is a Chi of Misa generically? Is a Chi of Misa mean you're taking a guy who's defined as a Chai and rendering him a mace? Or does a chiyuv misa, then that wouldn't make sense by treifa. Or does a chiyuv misa mean taking a guy who's breathing, whose heart is beating, and stopping his heart from beating, removing him from society? It's not formulated like in a conceptual, theoretical framework. It's conceptual, it's formulated in a practical, societal framework. Biyat Rav Yechiel is teaching me how the chiyuv misa is formulated, according to the Rav. The Rambam doesn't like that. He likes formulating the chiyuv misa in the abstract, conceptual way. I would be out there in Gbecha, that's an extraneous halacha. Totally separate thing. Okay, good?
Okay.
Yeah. The Ravid agrees there's such a thing as a halacha, as a guy who's defined as a mace. He just says that's not the halacha of Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin is killing a person who's breathing. Right? That doesn't mean that he's not defined. He is a mace, and it's true that he's a mace. And if I would kill him, I'm potter because I lax in my murder. But Mises Bezdin just means killing someone who's physically alive. Again, the next thing I'm going to do is the Sugya of Shira. Shira of Levium. So it's Erech and Yud Aleph, I think, and Sukkah Nun Aleph, and the Rambam, I think, Klei HaMikdash Paragimel, and the Sefer Mitzvos. So I'm not sure. I may do that tomorrow, or I may... it could be my father's going to give Shira tomorrow on the Kavod HaBrios. The Sugya of Kavod HaBrios. But if not, so I may start this tomorrow. If not, we'll start it next week. Okay? So
the first one you mentioned is what?
Erechin? Erechin, Yud Aleph.
Erechin? Aleph?
Yud Aleph.